This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. Senator Sam Spleen has become the first presidential candidate in history to disappear for more than 2 months during a campaign. His vanishing act has brought him more attention, press and otherwise, than he might have received as a member of a third party. The Enough Party's official line here has been that the senator is spending quality time with himself, mentally preparing for an arduous run in the general election after the party's June convention. But now, critics are saying this whole thing is a put-on and Senator Spleen is lying low because his staff doesn't trust him to speak in public. Tamara Henry is an independent producer who says she has unlocked the Spleen mystery. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you. It's wonderful to see you again. Smashing.
That's right. You've been on our show before to talk about those deceptive issue ads.
Right. I've produced issue ads, so I know how to use media to manipulate. But I do hate it when people use media badly, and that's what's happening here with Senator Spleen.
Now, you're talking about the event 2 weeks ago where the senator issued a so-called statement from his retreat.
Yes. It was presented as an impromptu and heartfelt communication with the American people about his intentions. But if you listen carefully to the recording, you'll notice there's nothing impromptu about it.
Well, why don't we listen then? And Tamara, you just say stop when you want to explain something.
Hello, Americans. I'm speaking to you from an undisclosed location, which I will not reveal.
Already?
The sounds that you're hearing, the out of doors with the birds chirping, it's calculated to give a natural or rural ambiance that's very appealing to the voters. Hmm. Now let's continue and listen for the aeroplane.
I have taken refuge here to collect my thoughts and prepare myself for the difficult task ahead. I have no illusions about the challenge. But as questions arise concerning my whereabouts and the bitter and...
Do you recognize the plane?
No, not really.
It's a 1920s four-cylinder bi-wing Icarus World Beta, a classic plane only flown at air shows today.
Well, you've done your homework.
Oh, well, I have to.
So you're saying Senator Spleen was at an air show?
No, not sure. I'm saying this sound was chosen. It's from a time when the world was being transformed by technology, much as it is today, but the antique plane takes us back to a simpler, more innocent time. With this sound, the senator is trying to appear both modern and old-fashioned at the same time. All right?
Hmm. All right. Just want to listen some more.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I am lying low does not make me a liar or loathsome, no matter what my enemies say. I ask for your patience and your blessings as I take time to...
the rooster.
This is a play for the farm vote, pure and simple.
Well, shouldn't he get credit for that, though? I mean, at least he had to go out to the farm to set this up, and that's a good faith effort.
No, he didn't. The rooster is Curtis, a well-known entertainment rooster, who's in several of the major sound effects collections used in TV, radio, and movie studios all over the world.
Oh, you know, I've heard of Curtis.
Have you?
Yeah, I thought Curtis was a chicken.
No, he can play a chicken. That's how good he is.
Wow, you're kidding.
No, I happen to have one of his recordings right here. Listen.
Ooh, okay, now let's listen to the Spleen statement again.
I asked...
Wow, that's the same rooster.
Mm-hmm.
So...
He did this in a professional recording studio, probably in a city somewhere. But the idea is to present something very rural, very rooted.
Well, there was an animal sound at the end of the statement, too, right?
Yes, there was. This is fascinating. Listen.
Thank you. God bless you. And be kind to animals.
Well, it sounds like he's sitting right by the fence, and there's a cow there in the field, but mm-hmm. but you say actually he's in a recording studio?
And that's not all. Somebody made a major gaffe. This is the sort of thing that happens when campaign professionals, political-type people who have only lived in the city, try to countrify a candidate. Let's hear that ending again.
Thank you. God bless you. And be kind to animals.
And there's the cow.
It's not a cow. It's a moose. Someone got confused.
Are you sure?
Of course I am.
So what you're saying is this whole thing is a ruse?
No, a moose.
No, a moose, I understand, but the whole Spleen announcement is fake.
Oh, I see what you are saying. Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. A ruse.
So the campaign made this up to fool people into thinking he's on a retreat somewhere, pristine, when in fact he's in the city, under the careful control of political operatives and media producers who are experts at hoodwinking the public.
Yes, 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 but I would take issue with two words you used, expert and careful. This effort is neither. The sounds prove it.
Thanks, Tamara. Tamara Henry, an independent producer of issue advertising and other sorts of media deceptions, analyzing the Senator's spleen statement issued a few weeks ago. And on the line with us now is spleen campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo. Ms. Alonzo, you heard what Tamara Henry had to say.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello, Rhonda? Hello?
Who would have figured it would be so loud out here in rural America, far from the corrupting influence of the huge cities? Just the cows alone.
Rhonda, hello?
And now the simple, good-hearted people, the salt of the earth, are starting to...
Is he there, Rhonda?
...thresh the wheat. And the senator is rolling up his sleeves to help.
Is he there with you now, Rhonda? Is the senator there on the farm?
I have never seen him so happy. He's helping a sheep give birth to one of its lambs.
A sheep giving birth?
Oh, how wonderful. But
I can't believe it.
Senator?
Are you helping?
He's calling for hot towels and fresh newspapers. I've got to go. Oh, it's beautiful. Look at that busy lamb. Goodbye.
Are you helping? Hello? Hello, Rhonda? Rhonda Alonzo, manager of Senator Spleen's campaign to get the Enough Party nomination for president.